on top of their already low prices. That's a first, by the way.
I didn't. That is Jason, it was in my stack. Jason,
20 years.
I do. 20
years plus. I've never had anybody get a paragraph into it and realize this isn't my room.
I'll be happy to help. I mean, I want to be a love god.
All right, here's the deal. A dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase, and standard shipping and handling included. All for just $34.99. Proflowers.com. Make sure you put in my code, Bernstein. God, pick your flowers. Check out in 2 minutes. You set the delivery day you want. You order, you have it delivered on Valentine's Day. And Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. And if you do not become a love god, Jason Goff will make restitution. You can't beat the price. You can't beat the convenience. Trust Pro Flowers to get it right. Don't get stuck without a plan for Valentine's Day. The only way to get a dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase, and shipping and handling included, all for just $34.99. You go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone to the top right corner, and type in Bernstein. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic, type in Bernstein. Valentine's Day is mere days away. Don't wait. Order today. The deal expires soon.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry. Valid 2/11 and 2/12. Select styles only.
You know what I love? When things are easy. That's why this Valentine's Day, I love Walgreens. They're right around the corner, so I can easily pick up little Valentines for my daughter's class party, beauty gift sets for the girls, and the perfect Hallmark card and candy for my better half. Putting the finishing touches on Valentine's Day has really never been easier. Ugh, Walgreens, you make loving you so easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Stop in today and choose from a wide assortment of Hallmark cards, including Hallmark Signature.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 2/11 and 2/12. Select styles only.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
Great lawyers take risks.
And I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely. The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand. CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet.
fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. As the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6, limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. We started in hockey and the Blackhawks, who go for their fourth win in a row, but they are winless in four games against the Jets, and tonight they play at Winnipeg. Corey Crawford will start in net. Marian Hossa was not at morning skate, but will play tonight. They drop the puck at 7. AHL, the Wolves host San Antonio this evening with a 7 p.m. start. In the NBA, the Bulls continue their six-game road trip tonight in Phoenix. Jimmy Butler practiced. He's hopeful to play. Dwayne Wade is back from an illness. Tip-off is at 9:30. Elsewhere in the NBA, you want to warm up before that Bulls game. Pacers at Washington, a 7 p.m. start. Golf, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Jordan Spieth leads at 9-under. Derek Fathauer is one back at 8-under. Tiger Woods announced today that he's going to pull out of the next two tournaments in which he was scheduled to play because of those back spasms. Major League Baseball, anonymous sources have said the Marlins owner, Jeffrey Loria, has a handshake agreement in place to sell the team for $1.6 billion. NFL, one note, the Atlanta Falcons have promoted secondary coach Marquand Manuel to defensive coordinator. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Lover's Lane. Shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Kick off the first weekend of the 2017 Chicago Auto Show with The Score. Join Mike Esposito and Chris Emma from 9 to noon. Nick Shepkowski and Jay Zawoski from noon to 4. Then David Schuster until 6 p.m. broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner this Sunday. Albert Almora will join Mark Rohde and The Score live from 2 to 3 via Skype at the Toyota Live stage. Enjoy the broadcast and check out Toyota's new 2017 lineup. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by McDonald's. Get any size McCafe coffee for $1, limited time only.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
I saw a package of wet ones. Germs, they're plaguing my mind these days because of the baby.
They're all covered with filthy germs, aren't they, Smithers?
Why, what do you mean, sir?
If you think about your hands being in the same place as another person's hands on the grocery cart, it's kind of...
I completely sanitize.
You ever go to tie your shoes and you notice the end of your laces are wet? You go to public bathrooms, you stand at the urinal, even if the lace is dry, and even if you don't touch the body of the shoe, bacteria and virus migrate from the sole up.
At my Jewel, they have industrial strength hand sanitizer in that clear pump bottle. There's one at every cashier station. There's two at the deli. There's one at the meat counter.
You think I've got germs? I'll give you some germs. You have a happy and a healthy.
Revolving doors. Don't touch the handle. Go high on the revolving door.
Or use your elbow.
Touch the summit. That way you're not touching the bar and no one else is going high with you until now.
When they go low, you go high.
When you're pushing buttons on an elevator, just use that knuckle.
Use the knuckle.
Yeah, don't use your fingertip.
I'm Dr. Steve Brule. For your health.
Yeah. Fingertip might rub your eye if that's how you get sick.
What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. What do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
So today we learned about a blarge. That's what we began the show talking about last night, and Purdue and Indiana and Caleb Swanigan and Big Thomas Bryant, and one referee calls a block, one referee calls a charge.
Blarge!
It's a blarge! jet for the hills. The blarge will eat us all.
They allow basketball crap.
And right apparently, that's a rule that sucks because when
our guy Darius and Mount Prospect,
yeah, right, yeah, right. When one guy calls one thing, another guy calls another thing, it ends up being a double foul, and both guys fouled out.
I just don't understand how you can't overrule the guy who with worse positioning as a referee. But hey. We now know what a blarge is, and if you want to laugh, go to the Urban Dictionary and put in blarge. It's nothing sexual. It's just actually...
It should be.
Right, right. Hey, I'm going to blarge you up this evening. But no.
I think that came in actually on the text line.
Yeah? Somebody get you a little bit of this blarge when you get home.
Blarge and somebody get yourself a nap.
Get ready to get blarged all over the place. What else do we do today before this moment?
A lot about the ongoing Knicks crap show because they just can't they can't stop, won't stop at any level of that organization trying to make a bad thing as bad as possible, apparently, for everybody involved. And now they're just deciding to assassinate Charles Oakley's character because that's the way Jim Dolan does business with people who he can't figure out why they don't like him or kowtow to him or pay fealty to him.
Yeah.
A note here from Rudy who says, I didn't catch the Pingator column yet because I have no idea who he is.
That is high school basketball royalty, yeah. Mister.
He said, but did it include all the work he's doing stopping Chicago crime with the illegal thug bosses?
Oh,
or if it's a David Haw column, somebody likely recently died or was born near Chicago. And as a side note, apropos of nothing, Bernstein has never seen Roadhouse, which is completely wrong.
You haven't seen Roadhouse either?
No.
What were you doing for all these years?
I don't want
years?
To see it. It was not for lack of opportunity to see Roadhouse.
Why did you not want to see it?
Not interested.
Why?
It didn't look interesting.
Why?
Patrick Swayze kicking people or whatever he's doing.
Why is that not interesting to you?
I'm not a big fan.
Are you a fan of action? You are a fan of action movies and karate movies. You enjoy Kill Bill and all that other stuff, right?
Oh, I like a karate. Roadhouse isn't a karate movie. Come on. That might be the most broad definition. I've never seen Roadhouse, but I...
He's a karate god in the same way that I'm a love god.
No.
Well, I'm kind of a pain freak, so, you know, pain don't really bother me.
Do you enjoy pain?
Pain don't hurt.
Yeah. Roadhouse is not a karate movie.
How do you know?
I'm willing to...
No. How do you know?
I
don't. There you go. Eat that, Bernstein. You don't. You don't know it's not a karate movie and he's not a karate man.
He might...
Quart of blood technique. I'm a karate man. I bleed on the inside. No. How do you know that Roadhouse isn't one of the most fantastically choreographed karate movies of all time? Huh?
I
talk to me.
I don't, but I'm pretty sure it's not.
Why are you sure? Have you seen Patrick Swayze movies before Roadhouse? Did you not know that was his karate pinnacle of his career?
I saw Ghost.
Like I said, after Roadhouse.
I saw that was Dirty Dancing.
Before Roadhouse.
I don't know. I
the
know
karate pinnacle of that man's career was Roadhouse.
It's not a karate movie.
Why not?
I just don't, it's not under how I would define karate movies.
How would you define karate movies? Karate Man.
Enter the Dragon.
Right. And Last Dragon as well.
When there's actual karate fighting.
Right. Okay. Right?
Between guys in
Karate Men.
Yes.
How do you know?
Is he wearing a gi at any
Hades college? Fighting equals karate. That's it.
Exactly.
That's the story.
If you kicked anyone in the face in the 80s, it was a karate movie and you were a karate man.
That's lame.
I didn't say it was cool.
Okay. So anybody.
Anybody.
Even
Steven Seagal is a karate man, right?
Well, he's closer to it. But even like Jean-Claude Van Damme, of that stuff.
Bloodsport.
Right.
Yeah. It's a karate movie. But you saw that, right?
I saw the one with Goro. Was it the multi-arm guy?
Chun-Li. No, that's Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Well, isn't there a
Chun-Li is the Bloodsport one.
Who's the big angry? Doesn't the guy have multiple arms? The guy
in Bloodsport? No.
Or the other one. kickboxer, right?
Kickboxer? There's no one with multiple arms.
Maybe I'm confusing about, with Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Mortal
Kombat. That's definitely Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
But what's the one with the glass and the he wraps his...
Bloodsport.
And there's, he's Bloodsport. The guy who's in the wheelchair and they go to Bloodsport. Thailand and... Okay.
I believe that's Bloodsport, if I'm not mistaken. But back to Roadhouse. If you've never seen it, how do you not know that these scenes are somewhere in that movie?
I don't.
All right. So it sounds like you've got some homework, mister.
All right. Now everyone's mad at me saying, no, Enter the Dragon is Kung Fu.
Uh-oh. Now you've angered all the real karate men out right, there now, in now their get suits to... getting on the Metro right. with their tall natty light right now.
Wait a second. Bernstein's confusing karate movies with kung fu movies.
Everybody's on radio.com right now trying to get on their train so they can make it home and angry at you on the quiet
That's
car.
It. Tong Po. Tong Po. He didn't have multiple arms?
No.
You sure?
I don't remember a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie with a guy with multiple arms.
But he was a badass, though.
I remember...
Tong Po. That was like the guy you have to beat at the end to win the
right,
level.
Right, that's the final boss.
Right, that's the guy you win the level and you move on to the next ranking.
Is that
right?
Kickboxer or is that Bloodsport? Because Bloodsport is the one that I think I am talking about as the... Jean-Claude Van Damme Karate Man movie.
Okay.
With Chun-Li.
And the 847 says Roadhouse has a lot of homosexual overtones and is bad.
I did not say it wasn't a homosexual Karate Man movie. I said...
You don't think the Jean-Claude Van Damme movies are...
Right.
Are you kidding?
Come on.
There's scenes of him like doing the splits for no reason.
Showing you his Van Damme package.
There are scenes of him like in the, making
the
a
chairs.
Making a grilled cheese sandwich naked. I mean, come on. So you got to get past that in all this.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
if your masculinity is that fragile, then the 80s weren't the time for you.
Then
if homophobia was your thing, the 80s were a tough time for you.
Right. That's like you have those guys say, what did he say about Top Gun?
Oh, my God.
Right.
One of the gayest movies of all time.
And on purpose.
Of all time.
Yes.
Of all time. Nah, man, cut it out.
Street Fighter is what you're looking for, says the 630.
I would never, ever see Street Fighter, so that's not what I'm looking for.
This is the best text. The 815 says, Bernstein, everyone has multiple arms.
It's
you
true.
Know what? I meant multiple sets of arms.
This is true.
And
Bernsey's having a tough segment, fellas. Not the normal kind of tough segment for this idiot.
Hey, Bernstein, I've got 12 questions for you.
We got to go to the lefty, I think.
Bring in Lawrence.
Yeah,
Lawrence!
Get me out of here, I think.
Yes. Bernsey sucks this segment.
Multiple sets of arms.
Bernsey's having a bad segment. We're going to have to go to the lefty. This guy sucks.
I think they need to go to the bullpen.
This guy's awful, man. Well, he's talking about movies with people with multiple arms as if we only have one arm apiece. He doesn't think that Roadhouse was a Karate Man movie in any way, shape, or form.
And I apparently confused the video game Mortal Kombat or the movie Mortal Kombat with the Jean-Claude Van Damme guy.
What?
The guy with the multiple sets of arms.
No, he said multiple arms.
From Mortal Kombat.
Like, right.
You took that guy and put him into a movie.
Yes.
The character in the video game.
Right.
I thought that was the guy at the end of Bloodsport.
Tanny, why is he still talking? Does he not hear the music? He's supposed to be off the mound, and he's giving the manager the ball. Why is Bernsey still talking? Yes, exactly. Yeah. Bye. Thank you. Thank you, Bernsey, for your... thank you for your 7 2/3 today. Get your ass out of here. You sucked in the segment.
That is just terrible.
Yeah, it's
you know, he went.
Lawrence is in for Bernsey because Bernsey was terrible that segment, and he's not going to get a whole hell of a lot better.
He went like seven innings, but then double,
yeah,
home run,
right,
walk,
right,
stuff
you
like
go
that.
Go out there and talk to him. He's like, I got one more out in me,
and you know he's lying.
Right.
Like he tried to give you the lackey.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
Tried to get out of here. You know, right. I'm a tough Texan, but no,
it's a wrap for him.
It's terrible.
It's dumbass. It's the Bernstein and Goff show. Holmes sitting in for the rest of this show. show because Bernstein sucks right here on 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
I will admit that I am a Cubs fan. I look at the team and I look at the rest of baseball and I say to myself, they are by far the best team on paper in the sport.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
All right, I got it now. Valentine's Day is next week. Have you still not done anything about that yet? Do you want to become a love god? Don't wait until the last minute and end up giving an ordinary expected gift. Give her a gift from Sherry's Berries. It shows her you planned ahead to find the perfect gift and is sure to get the reaction that you want. All right, here's the offer. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or you can double the berries for just $10 more. You just need to take my code and take advantage of this deal, all right? So it's Jason G. That is the code. Make sure you write this down. Jason G. These berries are dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, and chopped nuts. Surprise her at her work. Her coworkers are sure to just be a little bit jealous, and she'll be overjoyed. Gifts from Sherry's Berries are perfectly packaged in a gift box with all of the details taken care of, because we know you're a big lummox and you can't handle these kinds of things. The beautiful people over at Sherry's Berries take care of you. Sherry's Berries will deliver your gift fresh and on time, guaranteed, or your money back. Hurry up. Valentine's Day is just days away. There's only one way to get Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Just visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Jason G. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in J-A-S-O-N-G and get Sherry's Berries right now.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. We have a little saying on my radio show. There are no more secrets, only facts yet to be revealed. And apparently the New York Knicks later today are going to reveal video that shows former Knick Charles Oakley acting like a fool and causing himself to get arrested at the Knicks game. There is this overwhelming narrative that somehow the disaster that is the Knicks will keep free agents from signing there. And while the narrative may say nobody wants to go to New York, the fact is you can build your brand. If you win a championship, you'll be an iconic figure that'll get free tickets to sit next to James Dolan. Players pick their next job based upon the same things you pick your job. How much money can I make? Do I have a chance to really contribute? And at the end of the day, can we win? And it helps me long term. Anyone who says otherwise is getting caught in the short term story. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 2/11 and 2/12, select styles only.
You know what I love? When things are easy. That's why this Valentine's Day, I love Walgreens. They're right around the corner, so I can easily pick up little Valentines for my daughter's class party, beauty gift sets for the girls, and the perfect Hallmark card and candy for my better half. Putting the finishing touches on Valentine's Day has really never been easier. Ugh, Walgreens, you make loving you so easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Stop in today and choose from a wide assortment of Hallmark cards, including Hallmark Signature.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 2/11 and 2/12, select styles only.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hey, there's a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. The housing market is hot right now, and houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender, and if you're even considering buying a home, make sure you call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it on the very same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. Now, if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
It's 7.
The fast internet plan based on your business needs. Then add phone and TV for just $34.90 more per month. Let Comcast Business help give your business an edge over competitors with consistently fast internet speeds, even during peak hours. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add phone and TV for just $34.90 more per month. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for business. Expires 3/26/17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
And love it if you treated her to the very best this year. Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. You talk about dreamy, she'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving. To both of you. And you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is still guaranteed, so visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store. And about 4 pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
Montgomery Club, we are playing for thousands in prizes and the top one of all, the $10,000 seat at the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. Seats are limited, so go to onestepcamp.org now to get yours. Spectator spots are available too for an exciting night of eating, drinking, and poker. And players can win bonus prizes for knocking out one of our celebrity bounties. Sponsored in part by David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage. It's all to ensure that kids with cancer have the simple joys of childhood. Come on, player, don't wait. Reserve your spot now at onestepcamp.org. That's onestepcamp.org.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We are talking about stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weekend's almost here. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. 670 The Score. Correct that whip. Right here on watch670thescore.com as well. So we got some sports tonight.
Best ever song about Jimmy Carter and inflation.
Is that what this is about? See, I learned things from you.
Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo, who also wrote the song Everything is Awesome for the Lego movie.
This is also a very homoerotic video as well with the
flower pots on their heads and they're whipping things. It's actually about taming inflation.
Is it really?
Yes.
Not the copper pots.
No.
Devo Manet.
It's actually an SEC running back, Devo McNeil.
Cigarette in his mouth. Whip.
Yeah, and that is him.
Catch that fish.
Catch that fish.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cut that meat. Oh, yeah.
So all the Texans are trying to straighten this out for us. And,
What?
Huh? It's saying that Tong Po is in kickboxer.
Mm-hmm.
Chong Lee was
Chong
the villain
Lee.
In
Chong Lee. Chong
in Bloodsport.
Right. Because he did the thing where he shot the snot out of his nose by pushing down on a nostril before he kicked your ass.
Oh, the little farmer blow? Did the Sammy Sosa there for you?
Yeah.
And just Goro is Mortal Kombat. Okay.
Farmer blow?
That's what we always called it.
Is that like a certain...
You're out the field.
Is there a certain package of drugs that you're buying from Ed?
Quit yelling.
No.
Has it got a stamp on it like Blue Magic and American Gangster?
No.
It's got a stamp of hand sanitizer and it gets you super high.
Wait, I did a search for Chung Lee.
Farmer Blow.
And it's a middle-aged woman.
No. Did you spell Chong?
That's not the villain from the end.
No, it isn't. It's a lovely lady who, you know, if you're anywhere near Cermak, you can run into. No, that's not her. Is it Chan or Chun Li?
Chong Li? Maybe.
C-H-O-N.
Nope.
L-I.
This is another different guy entirely.
This is going to be bad.
Chum Li is what you're looking at.
It's not Chum Li. His name is Bolo Young.
This guy is a Taekwondo instructor in Montreal.
Jesus. It's Chong Li, C-H-O-N-G.
That's what I just did.
No, you got...
You know what? I bet it's L-I.
Yeah, L-I. Yeah, not L-A-E. Yeah, come on, Burnsy.
There he is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Muscle-bound roid dude.
Yeah, that's the guy. Bolo Young is his name.
Yeah, he looks like a total D-bag. Does he?
I'm not gonna say what he looks like. I don't know what Bolo Young was like.
He just does.
No, is he still alive?
Bolo Young?
I'm gonna cop his new mixtape.
I don't know.
Young Bolo.
Lil Bolo. I don't know.
Shout out to Young Bolo out there. I mean, we could be talking Bull's sons, but I'd rather talk Farmer Blow with you.
Just Bloodsport has the guy that owns the Tiki Bar in Wrigleyville. Yeah, we've been to Trader Todd's. Don Gibb. He's done Score commercials before. That's Ogre from...
Revenge of the Nerds. Yeah, Nerds.
Yeah, he was in that.
Yeah, he was. Yes. I was telling you about it. What do you mean you're telling me the movie that I was telling you about?
No, you were telling me about Roadhouse.
I was telling you...
in Roadhouse.
But then I said Bloodsport. Because you started talking about Jean-Claude Van Damme. I was like, yeah, Bloodsport's a Karate Man movie, too.
Is he the brother that he who's the Avengers?
In the wheelchair? I think that's Kickboxer. Could be wrong, but I think that's Kickboxer. All we know is it's not a six-armed man coming at you in a movie that's supposed to be about, you know, Taekwondo and Karate Man. You idiot.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. As the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6, limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. We start in hockey and the Blackhawks. As they go for their fourth win in a row, they are winless against the Jets this year, and tonight they play at Winnipeg. Corey Crawford will start in net. Marian Hossa was not at Morningscape, but will play tonight. They drop the puck at 7. AHL, the Wolves host San Antonio this evening with a 7 p.m. start. In the NBA, the Bulls continue their 6-game road trip in Phoenix tonight. Jimmy Butler practiced. He's hopeful to play. Dwayne Wade is back from an illness. Tip-off is at 9:30. Elsewhere in the NBA, Pacers at Washington, 7 p.m. tip. You want to go watch that one before the Bulls get their game going. And golf, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, Jordan Spieth and Derek Fathauer are tied at 9-under. Tiger Woods announced today that he has pulled out of the next two tournaments in which he was scheduled to play because of those back spasms. Major League Baseball anonymous sources have said that Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria has a handshake agreement in place to sell the team for $1.6 billion. And one NFL note, the Atlanta Falcons have promoted secondary coach Marquand Manuel to defensive coordinator. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Hallmark and Russell Stover at Walgreens. Don't forget, Valentine's Day is Tuesday. Walgreens makes it easy to get in and out with everything you need, a wide selection of Hallmark cards and Russell Stover chocolates, plus fresh flowers, all in one convenient stop, all at your neighborhood Walgreens. Join David Schuster for the Bud Light Talkin' Bulls with Taj on Wednesday, February 15th from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Ogden, Chicago. Meet Taj Gibson, get the inside scoop, and enter to win Bulls tickets brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
So if you're like me, as Danny Parkins mentioned during transition, and you're washed, you're done, you're washed up, you don't go out and kick it in the clubs or the bars anymore, you don't go chasing people around the city, tonight's a good night if you want to stay in and watch yourself some NBA basketball as usual, or some hard hack hockey, because the Blackhawks are facing off against the Winnipeg Jets. But if you're a Bulls fan, you can watch the Bulls, and God bless you. But they have two of the players on the other side of the court tonight that I love watching, and guys that you usually won't see in a Bulls uniform because they are high-risk, high-reward type picks, one-year-only guys. And Marquese Chris, the power forward slash center for the Phoenix Suns, and my guy Devin Booker, who if he played in any other market, and you probably will appreciate it tonight if you watch him, hopefully he has a good game now, so it makes me look good, but if he played in any other market, you'd be hearing about this guy at a national level in terms of the next star at shooting guard, because he is beautiful to watch. You know, everything I saw in Ray Allen in Milwaukee when he was a young player, the slasher, the jump shooter, that I think the same things about Devin Booker. I'm not saying that Devin Booker is going to go on to be one of the greatest shooters of all time, but some of those same things that you saw out of Ray Allen, and for all the people who are from the area and watched Milwaukee Bucks basketball when Ray Allen and Glenn Robinson were doing their thing, he's got a little bit of that Ray Allen feel to him. So if you're watching the Bulls tonight, check out who's on the other side of that thing, the Phoenix Suns player Devin Booker, and also Marquese Chris, who's a terrific young talent as well.
In a league that doesn't really have what we used to describe as shooting guards anymore, there's another one in action tonight in Bradley Beal in a Pacers-Wizards game that's interesting in ways that we probably didn't think it would be just a couple of weeks ago. All of a sudden, that's become a pretty important Eastern Conference matchup there, and maybe a look at what's going to happen in the playoffs. I'm not saying statement game or measuring stick. Sure. I'm just talking about an interesting matchup. But yeah, I was thinking about that, about shooting guards outside of Klay Thompson and Beal and maybe Chris Middleton, who just came back. You're the guys who are
DeMar
coming off of screens. Yeah, mm-hmm. DeMar a little bit too.
And he's not even doing it at 3-point line. You see, 7% of his shots this year have been 3-pointers. Like, he is against all the trends in the NBA right now.
Yep. And I think I'll be watching Blackhawks and Bulls. Like I say, Fridays are a weird night just because of the timing of hockey practice and who's dropping off and who's picking up. And
you can get ready. You can decompress from the week a little bit, too, on Friday nights. Like, you can get away from things and not worry about work for the next day or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. I mean, it's you like to get away from Bulls basketball usually, but you don't. You're not doing that tonight. And then for the rest of the week, you've got some college basketball, obviously, would be most of what's on your platter on Saturday. And we're just sort of, you know, there isn't, if the golf is good, I'll always have the golf on because, you know, Pebble Beach is fun to watch. And
you're not interested in OKC, Golden State?
What time?
Isn't that?
If it's a day game.
Isn't that the Saturday afternoon game, if I'm not mistaken?
Oh, no, 7:30. Okay.
7:30.
I'm going to be out, though. I mean, okay. I might record it, but we're going to be out. So we're actually going out as grown-ups on Saturday night. Going out.
Really?
Going out too. We got, you know, because I've got. It's good to have a friend who knows chefs and restaurant owners. Well, and
of course.
And we kept saying, look, we can't get into this place, you can't get a table, He goes, oh, give me a couple minutes. He's like, we're in at 7:30. We're all good. Everything's fine.
Could no be worries. Dan Bernstein, ladies and gentlemen, hey, swinging that Bernstein stick out here.
It's good to be that guy. Right. I couldn't have done it, but. Right.
You know, the perks.
I think you know him.
Perks
of
friendship.
You certainly know his wife, I can tell you that.
What the hell are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm saying you're friendly with his wife.
Going biblical on you here. He knows his wife.
What is your wife? Like, damn, like, you couldn't wait till 6:05 to drop that on me without the microphones on?
You're friends professionally.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Is that better?
Yeah. You got my lady listening right now, breastfeeding my kids. You finding out that I'm knowing somebody's wife like that?
Not
like,
knowing in the biblical sense.
Don't mess up a happy home, Bernstein.
I'm not going to mess up a happy home. What I'm saying, if you ever need the guy to make a phone call for you, I'm sure he can.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. Cool. So we'll be able to watch.
Phrase it that way.
All right. Damn it. All right.
Next thing you know, I'm going to call up Steve Stone and get his wife on the horn. She's one of the better divorce lawyers in the country. Like, you're out here messing up happy homes.
Other side of the glass.
What's on?
If you like Red Zone and you like cops, I have the show for you this evening. It's called Live PD on A&E. And for 3 hours, it is like they sit around a table and analyze live police chases and police stops as if it is the Red Zone channel. And that's what it is for 3 hours, and that's how I'm spending my Friday night, damn it.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Sounds amazing.
I was about to say.
It like, just, it is. They get the guys
the Beat
in
Brothers
from,
Up channel, apparently.
Well, it's that.
At beatbrothersup.com, we will be showing a live stream of head whoopings around the country.
Or it's like busting meth labs and the car chases,
right,
and stuff.
Right.
And
it's, just in Bourbonnais all year round.
And then they screw up where they're like, there's the car chase. Oh, he's out of the car. Oh, he just shot himself.
Right.
But that wasn't him.
Cut to commercial.
No, we were on remote. We were on remote in Frankfurt. Terry and I were, and all the channels turned to this car chase, and this guy apparently shot a couple of cops, and the police are going after him, and they're like, hell, he's getting out of his car, and he just takes out a gun and just
offs himself,
blows his head off. And they go back to the anchor, and the anchor's like, we shouldn't have shown that.
How about this weather?
And in sports, here's a water skiing squirrel.
What do you got, Tanny?
I like to unwind on a Friday by getting angry at the world, so that's why I watch 9 o'clock HBO Real Time with Bill Maher.
Oh, tonight. Of course.
Oh, yeah. That's cathartic.
That's necessary. Right. It's necessary. All right, so there it is. That's It's On. Hope you enjoy It's On.
We are told also a Cranes in Detroit is reporting that Mike Ilitch, the owner of the Tigers, died today at the age of 87.
Man. Yeah, the last few years, they've been stocking that team over
pouring
and over
money
again,
into it.
Trying to get him a World Series before he left this earth. Is it Little Caesars money, right?
I think so.
That's what it was?
Yep, that's right.
Oh.
So. Dead.
Did you just make a pizza joke?
You served it up for me. What do you want?
This is what happens. the righty. Oh,
doubling Jesus. And tripling down.
Oh, Jesus. Did you just make a pizza joke?
What?
About breaking news about a dead guy?
Lawrence is threatening to kick me out of
Yeah, again. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We brought him back for his next start. We found that there may be some structural damage to his brain. We're going to actually have to call in that left-hander a lot earlier again. He's the Dan Heron of sports radio, ladies and gentlemen.
I throw 88. That's right. We are bringing Lawrence in say good evening and get his full boat pushed off from the pier
pizza joke.
Well, what other joke is there to make?
I don't know, but dead is what you came up with?
How do you want? It's
better than that.
It's not comedy brilliance. I don't have time. It's, this is live radio.
Brilliant.
All right. He's Goff. I'm Bernstein. You have the score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 2/11 and 2/12. Select styles only. Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 2/11 and 2/12. Select styles only.
Borrower called David after contacting another lender who boasts about having the lowest rates and closing costs because he thought David's competitor's closing costs were excessively high. David compared his loan estimate to his competitor's loan estimate, and the interest rate was the same. He then compared the closing costs, and he realized that his definition of low closing cost was drastically different than his competitor's because David's closing costs were over $1,000 less than the lender who claims to have the lowest closing costs. So when purchasing a home, you can either work with a lender who talks and talks and talks about low closing costs, or you can work with David, a lender who actually has low closing costs. Then think of all the things you could do with an extra $1,000 when David's team originates your loan. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license C-43-58 and MLS 1918.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize.
She's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
In some states are employed by Pearle Vision.
Guys, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, so give your sweetheart rich chocolatey brownies from the Vermont Brownie Company. Featuring decadent flavors like maple toffee, peanut butter, and dark chocolate, these brownies are ridiculously good. Vermont Brownie is so extraordinary, they even beat world-famous chef Bobby Flay. Surprise and delight your Valentine with some of the best brownies she'll ever taste. Now, they're baked using local farm-fresh ingredients and rich Belgian chocolate. And right now, order a 12-pack of brownies for Valentine's Day and get a 6-pack of brownies free. Just use code 2222 at checkout. That's code 2222. Your gift also comes with free Valentine's gift packaging and a personalized card. But you need to order today because this offer is only good this week. Go to VermontBrownie.com, order a 12-pack of brownies, and get a 6-pack of brownies free. Just use code 2222. Delivery is guaranteed, but you must...
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide-and-seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in, move in.
Let's go, let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Today,
they're now playing. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right. We got a full broach.
Every time. It's like crying Jordan. All right, Lawrence Holmes is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. And Lawrence, it should be, Friday shows are always fun shows.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time tonight,
Rampage,
Jay.
Rampage in here last night.
Yeah, man. Quinn Rampage Jackson came in here. So for people who missed it, we'll bring back that interview at some point throughout the night.
Julie's here. We don't get a chance to work together very often, so I'm looking forward to that. We're going to have some fun. We stumbled across, I talked to you guys about the Phil Rosenthal piece where he checked out the Google searches around the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So did that topic, asking people stuff that they keep hearing on this station but don't know what the hell we're saying.
Were you surprised?
Shocked. Because it was a 30-minute show that night. So I said we would bring it back. So tonight, probably in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll do what I'm lovingly calling the glossary. And we'll go through. It was great. Like, people were.
What were you most surprised by? Which one thing? What term that we just throw around?
The football stuff is, I mean, I get it because it can be confusing. Like, 3 technique, 5 technique, 0 right. technique, yeah. mm-hmm. that confusing sort of thing. Hosts. People not knowing illegal defense in basketball surprised me a little bit.
That's changed a little bit, too, the definition.
It's not what it used to
be. It has. Yeah, it changed over the last couple of years.
I remember I used to, as a kid, just screaming, it's illegal! It's illegal! And now, you know, the definition is a little different.
I was surprised at some of the statistics that we throw around. People don't know what they mean in baseball. VORP like whip or war. Mm-hmm. So it was good. Like, I had one guy say, look, I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about when you bring up war. Mm-hmm. And then once I explained, he's like, oh, I get it.
It took
now.
A little while for me to not understand war, but to understand, all right, this is what a good player should be
right.
at.
That's all you need to know?
Yeah, yeah. And I remember when OPS was in vogue in the beginning.
That came up too, Jay.
And oh, really?
Yes.
I'll never forget watching a game, and the graphic was Major League Baseball average is 779. And I made sure, like, I planted the flag in my brain, like, all right, from here on out, if a guy's below 779, he's not a good baseball player. And when it comes to being a hitter and getting on base, and above 779, I don't know how it's changed since, but like, yeah,
it depends on the kind of player you are, because OPS is an imperfect stat. Because it depends if you're a little fast guy right. or if you're a first baseman.
That's why OPS Plus and all these
sure.
other things.
And one reason I love weighted on base average is it tracks to on base. So you know if it's good, if it's 400, it's great. If it's mm-hmm. 350, it's pretty good.
What's really cool is when you start to go back, and this came up during the Tim Raines Hall of Fame thing. If you go back and really look at what some of the managers back then. And even before you go to the Earl Weavers, for example.
What they were asking for?
They cared about. They just didn't call it. You know, they cared about guys yep. getting on base. Right. Even in the crazy, you know, the radio, the Earl Weaver radio clip where he's talking about, you know, getting little fleas.
Yeah, right. You're throwing out of the bases.
Hit home runs.
Yeah, the 630 says, Lawrence, can you explain what hockey means?
Well. If we I don't know too many people that will actually be able to give you that. Memory.
Hey, you know what? We got offsides and icing mm-hmm. as part of it.
Well, icing's changed too now with hybrid icing.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So, I mean, it's all this stuff that I think sometimes we take for granted that we end up speaking in the jargon of the people that we talk to. And it's good every now and again to kind of cleanse the palate and let people know what's going on. So we're going to do some of that. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk more baseball. I didn't get a sufficient answer last night to one of the topics. Like, we had a good time talking about baseball, but it kind of ended up being all these young kids and their attention span. But I really do want to get to the heart of, does baseball need to change?
Shut it down.
Oh, look at that tease right there
does
on time.
Does baseball need to change?
So there's that. And we got a bunch of guests that are coming on. We're going to have a little bit of fun tonight because it's Friday night and it's crazy. And next week, got something for you and my man Jace.
Oh,
just
really?
Just got the word that it just came in.
I guarantee you it's the same onesie. Well, six more of the same
we've
onesie.
We've got a onesie issue here because apparently in the Chicagoland area, there are only a certain type of preemie onesies, and people keep giving us the same onesies, and I can't tell them that, you know, I told my girl, like, we're gonna have to stop taking pictures of them because people don't think we ain't changing his damn clothes. So we've got like a four pack and four different four packs of the same onesies.
I guarantee you that the onesies I got Jace are different than the ones he
custom
already
made.
Has.
Yes. My man. He will appreciate those. Thank you, Lawrence.
He's gonna represent.
Uh-oh.
He's gonna represent.
Ah, see, now you got me thinking now. Lawrence Holmes is coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you stay tuned for that.
Our guests today were Greg Gabriel and Ben Reiter, and our video director was Brian Gertz.
My fortitude and whatnot knowledge.
He's going to be a treat. Brock Olivo. That's going to be a thing. That's going to be one to watch. Our producers, Nick Shepkowski.
The Bruins came stampeding back. I'm okay. Sure that they saw that news story today, that they, the Canadian government, reintroduced the buffalo back into Banff National Park, where they airlifted in these big containers. They opened the doors, and the buffalo, 16 of them, came stampeding out, and they're going to reintroduce them into Banff National Park in the Colorado Rockies. We wiped out 60 million buffalo, and now they're going to come back. And that stampede today out of those containers in Banff, that was the same stampede that we saw Lonzo Ball.
He's passionate about his endangered species.
That was a great end to that game last night.
Yeah. Dylan Brooks and the boys. Oregon's gonna be a tough out. Man.
Our audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Can I ask my first question?
No.
The light blue blood of UCLA is just coursing through your veins right now, it appears. Although blood, I think, is blue to begin with, and then when it oxygenates, it turns red. But the question is, I left to make a phone call. It was a 19-point game. What did UCLA do that quickly to turn around and squeeze it to 5?
What were you doing, making an online purchase at Nordstrom or what? No, now, come on. Here we go.
Wow.
That felt like a shot.
Yeah, that's the second time he mentioned it in that broadcast. Yep. Yeah. He's going in.
Yeah, Bill's getting rewoke.
Is Bill pulling people's cards? Because that's what that sounded like.
Well, Bill has never stuck to sports, though. So, true. You know.
All right, have a wonderful weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday. Bye.
We're done here.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need to take my code down, all right? And you can take advantage of this deal. Jason G is the code. And these berries are dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. And you can surprise her at work while her coworkers gather around her desk and go, oh, he loves you so much. And then you're the man when she gets home. And she'll be overjoyed to see your big, silly face. Gifts from Sherry's Berries are perfectly packaged in a gift box with all the details taken care of. Sherry's Berries will deliver your gift fresh and on time, guaranteed, or your money back. All right, so hurry up. Valentine's Day is just days away. There's only one way to get this Sherry Berries deal starting at $19.99. Just visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right hand corner and type in Jason G. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone and type in Jason G. Order it now. Make her happy. Sherry's Berries.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 2/11 and 2/12, select styles only. Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 2/11 and 2/12, select styles only.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS. Hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans. One of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angel's Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.